Podium Audio presents Shadow Throne, Book 4 of Daughter of Shadow, written by L.J. Swallow, performed by Ella Lynch and Will M. Watt.
Chapter 1. Calla. My feet touch the springy blue grass as I climb from the dragon. From Lewin. He's kneeling on his front legs. Head bowed so I don't need to jump far. I've avoided taking a lingering look at Lewin in his true form, but now steal a closer look at him. The night he carried me away from the Sylvia court, I remember little but his glowing eyes and dragon shape. Once I regained consciousness in the cave, only blue scales smattered Lewin's skin and he was back in human form. This time, he isn't shadowed by the night. The sun that gives the dragon's world an almost impossible brightness sits high in the sky, and Lewin's scales shimmer through shades of lighter and darker sapphire. Even in dragon form, he barely resembles the dragonkin. His 3-meter-long body is muscular, with power in the shoulders to match any predator, and his tail adds an extra meter to him. The Lewin I knew was like a kitten compared to him, including the difference between his claws and this Lewin's talons. Did I really climb onto a dragon's soft, scaled neck and allow him to fly me away from the other men? At least by choice this time, and once he reassured me that dragon magic can do more than suspend cities in the air and that I wouldn't fall to my death. The dragon turns his head and I swallow, fighting against looking away when Lewin's familiar stormy eyes study me. The only difference, the slit, black pupil. I have a sudden urge to reach out and touch his long snout, so I can ground my mind as well as my feet in this strange world. But I can hardly look. I snap my head away, instead gazing at the large lake Lewin brought us to. You're not going to, you know, as a dragon, I ask in a meek voice. Did I make a mistake in allowing Lewin to bring me here in his primal form just minutes after informing me we had to physically unite, and then in the next breath tell me how unpleasant the act might be? Is this why? Standing before a powerful creature this size, with paws the size of my head, terrifies me enough, but this is one that might try to lie with me. No. The physical impossibility is enough to stop my strange imaginings. Lewin's chest rumbles, and I'm unsure if this is a growl or laugh. Before I can say more, he extends his wings and lifts off from the ground again. He doesn't fly far, into the tall, silver-barked trees nearby. I wait for the crash as he breaks branches, but there's no sound when he lands. With the hope he'll return soon, I sit on the sloped ground, knees curled to my chest and my pack beside me, as I stare at the wondrous land he brought me to. The Dragon City was a work of art, and the Dragon Lands could be a creation too. Every colour and form perfect, as if carefully carved, painted and arranged as aesthetically as possible. The still lake matches Lewin's sapphire blue form and stretches to emerald foothills opposite. In the distance, lilac-capped mountains are scattered with snow, which appears strange when I'm beneath a sun that beats harder than any I've encountered. The mountains draw a barrier along the azure skyline, and that barrier fully encircles the land around, as if a citadel wall. If only my human realm had such a barrier against the ebon. I moisten my lips. The place Lewin flew us from feels like a distant dream, but the nightmarish situation follows us. 4 dragons want to kill me because I shouldn't contain a dragon soul. What if I've unleashed another threat against my kingdom, worse than any shadowmancer could perform, rather than help destroy the current one? And the others, Leander, Rohan, and Devin, what happens to them? My heart bangs as I try not to picture the men pulled apart by dragons the size of Lewin, angry because they brought me here. Lewin reassures me they will be safe.